Chapter 7 Great Expectations. It was in the fourth year of my apprenticeship, and it was a Saturday night. We were gathered by the fire in the kitchen, when there came a knock at the street door. Biddy went to see who it was, came back with a wondering look on her face, and said that a strange gentleman had called and wished to speak with Joe and me. She had lighted a candle and shown him into the parlour. I recognised the gentleman as soon as I saw him. He was the man I had met on the stairs on the occasion of my struggle with the pale young gentleman in the garden. He did not know me, but I knew him the moment I set eyes on his large head, his deep-set eyes, and his thick black eyebrows. We invited him to sit down.
"My name," he said, "is Jaggers, and I am a lawyer in London. I am the bearer of an offer to relieve you of this young fellow, your apprentice, for his own good. Would you want anything for thus losing him?"
Joe was staring at the man, wide-eyed.
"I shouldn't want anything for not standing in Pip's way," he said after a pause.
Mr. Jaggers nodded and turned his attention to me.
"Now I come to this young fellow," he said, "who, I must tell you, has great expectations."
Joe looked at me, and I looked at Joe, both of us too surprised to say a word.
"I am instructed to tell him," said Mr. Jaggers, pointing a finger at me, "that he will come into a handsome property. Further, that it is the desire of the present owner of that property that he be immediately removed from this place and brought up as a gentleman. In a word, as a young fellow of great expectations."
My dream was out. My wild fancy had become a reality. Miss Havisham was going to make my fortune on a grand scale.
"Now, Mr. Pip," went on the lawyer, "you are to understand first that it is the request of the person by whom I am instructed that you always bear the name of Pip. If you have any objection, this is the time to mention it."
My heart was beating so fast that there was such a singing in my ears that I could scarcely say that I had no objection.
"I should think not. Now, you are to understand, secondly, that the name of the person from whom you benefit must remain a secret until that person chooses to reveal it. If you have any suspicion as to who it might be, you must keep that suspicion to yourself. If you have any objection, say so now."
Once more I said that I had no objection.